here toll free as we launch into the third hour of this live Pork Fest edition of the show. I've got a great studio audience here tonight. Thanks to everybody for coming out to take a look at what we're doing here. I know there's a lot vying for your attention here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it just is getting busier as the week goes on, not only busier as far as things to do during the day, but busier as far as the amount of people that are actually here. A wonderful group of folks, most of them brand new. In fact, it seems like the super majority of people here are brand new this year, which is always exciting. It's always exciting to see new people checking out the Free State Project, because there's nothing quite like it. Over 14,000 people have registered for the Free State Project. They've signed the pledge to make the move to New Hampshire once you reach 20,000 participants. And the idea is those are people who believe in actually doing something for liberty, not just talking about it, not just complaining about the government with their friends, but actually putting something on the line, taking some time out of their life to testify at the State House or run for political office or do civil disobedience or create media or put together a wonderful event like this one. I mean, I'm so grateful to be here with people like that. That's where I want to be. That's why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in 2006. And I'm so glad that I did from Florida, because there was nothing like this happening there. There's still nothing like this happening anywhere else. And it can't happen anywhere else, at least not right now. Maybe someday it will. Maybe Austin or Asheville or whatever will really take off and really surprise all of us. But I think that you have to have a concentration of activists. And that concentration of activists has to be in a place with a small population so you can have the greatest effect possible. And that's what we're doing here. FreeStateProject.org to learn more about that. And, of course, Mark with me here in the LRN.FM media room tonight, as the sun has now set, and we can no longer see the beautiful White Mountains, but we know they're there, and they will be wonderful again come sunrise in the morning. The day has been packed with activities, with speeches, how to make money. You can learn stuff here, how to make money writing with Taryn Lupo and Angel Clark. That happened today. So if you've ever wanted to strike out on your own, you've ever had that, you know, you've fancied yourself an author, a writer, and you just never really knew how you could monetize it, well, these are people who are actually making money from writing, and they'll tell you, they told you how to do it. Marcus Connor, who is our Thursday night co-host, he hosted a graphic design crash course today. Now, Marcus was responsible for designing the Porkfest website, PORCFEST.com. He also designed this fancy, you know, the fancy Porkfest X logo. So you want to learn a thing or two about how to do some great graphics? He did that today. And then it was Beyond the Singularity with Perry Metzger, who is sitting with us in the studio here tonight. Perry, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me.
I saw this on the schedule, and I thought, I've got to see it. Unfortunately, I had too much on my plate at the moment, running around putting out radio fires. But I love the topic of the singularity. For listeners that are brand new, for people that have never heard of this before, in a nutshell, what is it?
Well, you know, people are used to thinking in terms of history continuing more or less the way that it has for a long time. You know, you think, well, you know, in 200 years, you know, things will be different. You know, maybe the computers will be better. Maybe the cars will look
flying
really
cars,
different.
Right?
Maybe the cars will be flying, but people will be people and things will be mostly the way they are. But it's not clear that's really true, because technology is accelerating really, really fast these days. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to merge with our technology in interesting ways. I'm not saying the human race is going to go extinct or anything, but I think that we're going to be very, very different. Probably too different to really understand by the time you get out far enough.
Humans have made inventions at this point sort of in the ways that humans can think. How could they make an invention in a way that they could not think previously, right?
Yeah.
And currently we have inventions today, like the pocket calculator you can buy for 25 cents at a dollar store can do math far faster than a human being.
You can buy cell phones for $9 in parts of the world.
And I think it's interesting that there's like Big Blue, I believe was the name of the, is that right?
Deep Blue was the first computer to beat a world chess champion.
And that's old news, right?
Very old news.
15 years ago? I mean, yep. Now they have a computer that could probably beat every chess champion playing it at one time.
Probably. I haven't checked on that in a while because it's boring. Once the thing beats the world champion, it's kind of downhill from there.
Old news, Watson beat the world
champion. Beat Kenton Jennings at Jeopardy. You know, he had, I think, the longest run ever on Jeopardy, and a computer beat him.
There's currently a car made by Google that can drive better than human beings can drive cars.
A lot better. And that technology, you know, hopefully will get out to people relatively soon because, you know, 40,000 people die a year on the highways. And, you know, I'll say for me, I'd rather kick back in my car and, you know, drink my coffee and read my newspaper.
Imagine how much different a car would be if you didn't drive it. You wouldn't necessarily face forward. It'd have a little cocktail table right in the center and everybody's seats would swivel to the center. They play cards.
Well, I live in New York City, and what I want is for the thing to drop me off at an office building and come back for me later.
Right.
Go and park it.
You don't even need an apartment at that point. You could just sleep in the thing as it circles.
You know, don't tell people that. The prices are high.
Smarter than me is going to figure it out.
You know, prices are so high there, you know, thanks to state regulations.
I'll
try it.
So let me try to define singularity from my basic, you know, layman's understanding of it, and you can tell me where I get it wrong. So the idea is artificial intelligence, computing power, it's getting so much faster over time. Moore's Law, I believe it is.
Moore's Law says the number of transistors in a computer doubles every 18 months.
Yeah, so technology just keeps on this upward, just dramatic upward trend, and that eventually the computing power in the world is going to be the equivalent of the human brain.
Well, we already have computers that are probably more powerful than human brains,
but they don't have the intelligence
network.
But we don't know how to program them yet, so that
they're not sentient necessarily.
I'd say they almost certainly aren't yet.
Yeah,
I mean, if they were, we'd be talking to them.
So at what point is the singularity reached? Is it when the computer brain can then upgrade itself? It has the artificial intelligence to where it no longer needs a human to improve itself.
So there's a writer named Werner Vinge. Who coined this phrase, and around 1993 he wrote an essay about it, and he said that the point was the point where the smartest things on the planet, the smartest sentient things on the planet, aren't people anymore. At least not unmodified human beings. It's not to say that it might not be, you know, that they might not be human beings with augmentations. And in fact, we've all got primitive ones right now. Okay, you know, everyone uses Google. And everyone knows that a person plus Google is much smarter than a person without Google.
I hold the sum total of human knowledge in my pocket and today, whereas I may have had a conversation 20 years ago with somebody and have been like, oh, well, we don't know the answer to that, so we're going to talk about different possibilities around what the answer might be. But now you have the answer. You no longer have to sit there and argue between each other, this is right or this is wrong. In some cases you do because, there's just too much information on the internet, and so to parse that out is an interesting question. But at some point in the relatively near future, a computer will be as smart as you or I, and then 18 months later, it will be smarter than the smartest human that's ever lived, and then 18 months after that,
it'll be twice as good still. The thing that gets interesting is at what, but so Moore's Law operates on the assumption that human beings are working on designing the hardware, unmodified human beings who are only...
Yeah, Moore's Law is going to have to break down at some point and get faster.
Depending on how you define it. I mean, it's likely that things are going to keep... The point here is this. Once you've got things that are smarter than human beings, they can design things faster than human beings can, so they can design yet faster things faster.
And upgrade themselves without our help.
A lot of people get scared, you know, they start thinking science fiction scenarios.
Skynet.
And it's not clear that's really what it's like, because, I mean, one of the things a lot of people talk about is intelligence amplification, which is what we were talking about with Google, is a kind of primitive sort of thing like that. Google now has Google Glass,
right?
Which people are experimenting with.
How much smarter are you when you have a pair of Google glasses on and you can sort of identify I can look at this gentleman's watch I'm looking at, identify the make and model of it, when it was manufactured, measured from to, like, I know a whole so much about things. It's crazy.
Hey, Perry, can you stick with us for a little bit?
As long as you like.
All right, more with Perry Metzger. He knows a thing or two about this singularity, and his speech today was entitled Beyond the Singularity. So we've talked about what it is. Let's go beyond it here in a few moments. More coming up for Porkfest X. It's free.
Online Bitcoin poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No deals are on in the making of this advertisement.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you is 855-453. Even though we're way out in the woods of northern New Hampshire, it's Lancaster, New Hampshire's campground, Rogers Campground, the biggest
Camp Brown, as I understand it, across all of New Hampshire, and it is the home of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's where we're broadcasting from, and we will continue to do that throughout the week, all the way through our Saturday night show, and then Mark, you and Stephanie and Brian will return to our Keene studios on Sunday night. So we still several nights left. We're not halfway done yet with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Still plenty of time for you to get here and see wonderful speakers and panel discussions. I'll be hosting a panel about civil disobedience on Friday morning, and Mark, you and I are going to do a free radio expo on Thursday afternoon here in the media room. Those are just the things, some of the things we're involved in. Do you have more speechifying, Mark?
People are telling people how to make money in all sorts of activities. I'm going to be talking to people about raising pigs.
When?
I think it's on Thursday is my date for pig raising, and I've just done it as a hobby. I wouldn't propose that I'm making any kind of huge living on it.
Great. Well, there's a lot going on. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about what we're doing here. More with the singularity discussion in moments.
Actually, I'm going to Freedom Fest in about a month, from July the 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. Will be Freedom Fest. It's the largest liberty-oriented event of the year, including this year's John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, lots and lots and lots of other people. And there's nothing like Freedom Fest. There's nothing like Vegas. Get your tickets now and hotel rooms. They're booking very fast. Like I said, I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. It's an event you do not want to miss. FreedomFest.com. Get registered now, FreedomFest.com.
We've got Perry Metzger with us. He's come from New York City up to New Hampshire. Perry, is it your first time here?
Not my first time to New Hampshire, but it is my first time at Pork Fest, and it is great.
Welcome. And it's already
the best thing ever.
It's already great, and it's only on Tuesday. Can you imagine what this is going to be like on Friday or Saturday?
It was great on Sunday, and there are far more people here now, and by the weekend it's going to be packed.
Now, you spoke earlier today, this afternoon, about Beyond the Singularity. We talked a little bit about the singularity, and essentially your description of it was once artificial intelligence kind of becomes more sentient, more intelligent,
Once the things that are designing things for us are smarter than we are now, and the thing that limits production, the thing that limits economic expansion, it's rarely resources. You know, I mean, Japan has no natural resources, and they have a fine economy.
Same with Hong Kong. Yeah, it's just a rock in the water.
It's human ingenuity. It's human minds. Once we can build better minds, we can have more interesting things far faster, and they can build far fast things that are smarter, faster. And
yeah, this is one thing that
takes
off. It's fascinating to imagine. I mean, if you just, it's kind of like that Skynet situation in Terminator when you think about this intelligent thing, this mind, and it has connectivity, say, to the internet. It also has things like robot arms, like CNC machines that can make anything. Just it can do whatever it wants. It would be, how quickly could it build the next smartest? Oh, you people have been designing these computers wrong. Let me make a better computer for me to be, or for the next computer to come along, or whatever. It just makes a new, better computer. And how quickly could it do it? It could probably do it in minutes with 3D printing and CNC machines.
Well, I suspect doing it in minutes at first will be hard. But eventually, given enough lead-in, given enough generations of improvements, sure.
Maybe some rare earth metals on tap.
Yeah, well, there's all sorts of technologies that make prototyping things and designing things faster, and I'm sure they will only get better when more ingenuity gets employed. The limiting resource, the ultimate resource, is ingenuity. When you can build things that have ingenuity, you can really unlock all sorts of possibilities.
There's a lot of possibilities, and obviously, we don't know what's to come. I mean, we can't predict how the singularity is going to happen or
that's
what
it's sort of where the name comes from.
Yeah. And so, like, how do we even speculate on what could happen? I mean, do you want to take some shots in the dark as to what...
Are humans going to live forever?
Living forever is hard because the thing that's always the limitation is the laws of physics.
Right.
And we know eventually that there isn't going to be any energy around to run off of. You know, the universe.
The sun will burn out.
The sun will burn out. We the can... other stars will burn out, too, if you wait long enough. So forever is probably impossible.
All right. Give me 1,000 years. Am I going to live 1,000 years, Perry?
Well, there. I don't know if you've... Have you ever heard of Aubrey de Grey?
He claims... Yes, we've had him on the show, actually.
Well, then...
we really care about this issue.
Well, I care a lot about this issue, too, but I defer to Aubrey. He's the, he's the expert on this stuff, and he's a really great guy, as you know.
I would just wonder... Ian's posited something, and probably... It's not unique to him, but it was, that's where I heard it, was the idea that the mind, the human mind, might be uploadable to the internet.
Well, to computer systems, and computer systems can be connected to the internet. Yeah, I mean, look, we're made out of matter. Matter operates according to the laws of physics. You can examine a human mind in enough detail, figure out how, you know, what's connected to what, and you can simulate it. If you can do that, you know, you can upload.
But can the simulation simulate consciousness is the question, right? Because there's the mind, and then is consciousness something different?
Well, there's this eternal question, you know. I mean, if I've got a computer, and it talks to me, and it claims it's conscious, how different is it from you? I mean, how do I know you're conscious, you know? I mean, I only have your word for it. You claim you're conscious.
You can't even prove it here. I mean, you're just, maybe simulation.
Maybe you're just faking it to me. I'm willing to believe that. That if something is operating basically exactly the same way that everything else that claims to be conscious is, it probably has a pretty good claim. But I'll leave, you know, what's truly consciousness to the philosophers.
Now,
I'm a scientist.
There's some things in the way of the singularity, right? There's some certain things that could delay it, could make it more difficult,
sure.
Like, say, the state not wanting to have that kind of level of ability to be in the hands of the average people.
It doesn't even need to be the state doing it intentionally. You get a good nuclear war, or even a good ordinary war, people get poor, the pace of technological progress slows down.
What about religious objections to this?
There are, you know, people have all sorts of interesting religious ideas. I happen not to be a believer.
Tell me whether sentient robots would go to heaven?
As I am not a believer, I will have to leave that to people who believe that there is a heaven and have an opinion on this.
I believe they will.
Well, there you go.
I've decided the parakeets go to heaven. Why not?
Excellent. You know, I'm the, you know, from my point of view, there are a lot of questions that, you know, as I said, there are things I can answer pretty easily, and there are things that I don't think anyone can answer consistently, and I avoid those.
Sure.
There's all sorts of things that can delay this, but I would be very, very surprised. I would be very surprised if this sort of thing happened closer than 10 or 20 years from now, and I would be very surprised if it happened more than a couple hundred years from now. And from the point of view of you and me, whether it happens, you know, 10 years from now or 200 years from now is pretty important.
It matters. Right? You're not only going to make it another 40 years tops.
Well, you know, I don't even know if I'll make it that long. But from the point of view of human history, I mean, a couple hundred years is a drop in the ocean. You know, and I'd say that we're kind of hitting the end of the line for this stage, which I don't think is so bad a thing, you know.
I think that the meat sacks and that we the occupy are going, it's going to change. The way that humans operate is going to change because it's changing at a breakneck speed. We're in the middle of a revolution right now. What's that like? And generally, when in the middle, you don't see it.
All right, I want to talk about Skynet. Can you stick with us for a moment?
As long as you like.
More with Perry in moments. And, you know, how could this singularity thing go bad? It's Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-Allicin. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here at Porkfest X. It's the 10th edition, 2013. It's great to be here with what promises to be well over 1,000 people. There are 1,100 plus people who are pre-registered for this event. Usually there's several hundred people that just show up without a registration in advance. And so we may see 1,500, maybe even 2,000 people here this year. It's already a record-setting year in a lot of ways. And it's a great group of folks. It's a great movement. The Free State Project, concentrating liberty activists in one geographic location, a relatively low population location. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. And at Porkfest, alternative currencies are a pretty big thing. Like Bitcoin, it's even bigger, I think, this year than it was last year. There's a Bitcoin internet access point where you can access Bitcoin-only related websites. There's another access point that'll give you can get a good Wi-Fi, high-speed Wi-Fi here on the campground. And the guy who's providing that service is accepting Bitcoin as payments.
Did you see the Bitcoin ATM?
Is it here? Okay.
Yeah. If you go over to Revolution Coffee, which is, you know, one of the vendors here, they've got a machine. You stick dollar bills into
I've done it. It's great.
And it feeds you Bitcoin.
We had it actually, I think it made its premiere at the Liberty Forum earlier this year. It then went to the Bitcoin convention on the West Coast in San Jose.
Bitcoin 2013.
So I've had the chance to use it twice. I saw the original the original
plywood prototype.
Yeah, the prototype version. And then this one is very
very fancy, or they got the nice, you know, custom sculpted case, and it's so easy to use, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of fun.
So, but you have some relationship to Bitcoin, right?
Yeah. I'm infamous as the person who shut down the first internet discussion on Bitcoin. I run a list on cryptography and information security, and Satoshi, whoever he is, first posted about Bitcoin on my mailing list
Wow.
a long time ago. I tend to have a fairly heavy hand when things spin a lot on the mailing list. And
was he off topic or something like that?
No. It's just people were repeating themselves discussing it. He was fairly posted a fairly limited number of things about this.
By the way, we're talking with Terry Metzger. He is one of the speakers from earlier today at Porkfest, talking about the singularity. And I want to continue that conversation, but also, again, alternative currencies real big at Porkfest. Silver is a pretty popular alternative currency here, although it's competing now heavily with Bitcoin. I don't know which one is more popular at Porkfest, because they're both pretty utilized by people. You know, a lot of people actually have both on hand. If you can't do a Bitcoin transaction, maybe you'll use silver instead. But if you don't have silver, we can help you.
That's right. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, pick up whatever precious metals you want to get. We have all kinds of options over there. My favorite is, you know, the survival bag of mercury dimes. I paid for a chiropractic adjustment today here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival with some dimes, and I think it's great. I think it's awesome to be able to do that. And there's also some gold there, U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, French Francs, and the ever-popular Ludwig von Mises piece called Mises Pieces. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So, again, here with Perry, we're talking about the singularity and this idea that AI, artificial intelligence, becoming so powerful, so intelligent over time that it will eclipse human intelligence.
Well, and intelligence amplification. You know, I mean, they're kind of flips of the same thing, AI, IA.
You would amplify your intelligence by being augmented by a machine, nanotechnology?
Well, as I said, really primitive forms of it exist right now. You know, Google is a sort of intelligence amplification. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I'm pretty sure people will start plugging in directly into computer networks and such.
Like in the Matrix, where you get that big port in the back of your head.
I'm hoping it's really, really big and unsightly. people, there are already blind people who have had arrays of electrodes put into their visual cortex
right.
so that they can see. Mm. There are lots and lots of people who are deaf who get cochlear implants.
Pacemakers.
They're communicating with gizmos through people's skulls to some extent. Too. They don't even actually have to have the ports. And
a cochlear implant is something that is feeding stuff directly into your audio nerves.
Right. It's fascinating. And to think about sort of intelligence augmentation, you know, there was at one point in human history when you sort of asked the smartest person around what the answer to a problem was. That person likely was a witch doctor, and the answer was God, whatever. And then we moved to libraries.
One of the biggest revolutions ever, you know. We've had writing for 5,500 years, which isn't a whole long time. We've been around 200,000.
Right.
And we've had writing
human beings, actual human beings as smart as any of us have been around for 200,000 years.
But only a tiny fraction of that time have we been able to preserve our thoughts on paper so that we can remember what we were thinking later, and so that other people, even long after we're dead, can remember it.
So, you know, when I was a kid, if I wanted to know the answer, I could, if I didn't have an encyclopedia at the house, I could go to the library and get that encyclopedia and look it up. And then, you know, now with Google, it takes me as long as, you know, on my smartphone, as long as it takes to look up the answer. And shortly, I don't know how long that's going to be, I'm going to know the answer immediately. Like, I'll need to know, what's the answer to the question?
I've heard people propose that, you know, if we figure out enough about how the brain works, you could just remember the answer to something you'd never learned.
I have no idea what that means.
You remember your wife's name.
Uh-huh.
You don't think too much about it.
Nope.
Well, you could remember the answers to things that you had never previously learned because you have access to an external, you know, information source. It figures out that you're trying to think about that, and it feeds the answer.
That turns you into the smarter than the smartest human being who's ever existed.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
Yeah. And instead of just believing you're right on a subject, you will be. which is, you know, that's a real problem.
Unless the database is wrong.
There you go. You know, I mean, imagine how far bad ideas can go then.
Right. So, Perry, there's got to be a dark side to this singularity, because that's just how life is, you know, the yin and the yang of things. So what can we do to avoid the Skynet or the Matrix, some sort of, you know, dystopian, futuristic, dramatic world where the machines might determine that we're only good for a power source, or, you know, we need to be destroyed because we're no longer useful? I mean, those humans, they can't help us anymore.
I haven't been useful most of my life. I don't worry about it too much.
I don't
much.
Either, but some people do.
I know a lot of people do. I most of that stuff is science fiction, not you know. I mean, we've had radical changes in technology over and over again, and, you know, people worried about, you know, I remember reading that Socrates was really worried that, you know, that writing was going to destroy people's memories. They wouldn't be able to remember what people said. They'd have to read it, and wouldn't that be terrible? But there are lots and lots of people who've worried about all sorts of things over the years. But to me, the biggest and most compelling reason not to worry about this is the same reason you don't worry about your kids being smarter and more successful than you. You kind of cheer for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 million years ago, you know, out there, some ancestor of ours, Homo habilis, Homo erectus, we don't really know, first figured out that you could chip rocks, and for the first time you had something that let you not have to rely on your own body to change the world around you. I mean, you're a cat or a dog, you know, all you've got is your teeth and your feet and what have you, you know, and our distant ancestors, all they had were, you know, were more or less the same things, and someone figured out that you could build better things, and because of them, you know, even before we were human beings, you know, we now have all of this wonderful stuff. And I don't think that you know, if you could go back to that guy and say, hey, you know, your distant descendants, they're not going to be Homo habilis anymore. They're going to be Homo sapiens. They're going to be this totally different species. Does that freak you out and make you upset? If they were sane, they would probably say, no, I want the kids to be better than I was.
Hey, you know, I concur with that point. However, you're talking about Homo habilis figuring out, you know, sharp pieces of rock, and I suspect he did. But was the first thing he did with that sharp piece of rock, you know, tied to a stick, the first axe, was the first thing he did to cleave the skull of a you know, a romantic competitor, or was it the first thing he did to, you know, better parse out meat to his friends and family? We don't know, but the cleaving of the skull did come quickly.
Oh, sure. You know, every technology you can use for evil as well as good. You know, you've got a hammer, yes, you can build a house with it, and you can crack someone's head open.
I feel like that it sure would help if we could eliminate the idea of the state before the singularity is reached.
I just want to eliminate the idea of the state singularity.
No doubt. Hey, thanks, Perry, for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thanks
here
for having
tonight.
Me.
I really appreciate it. Thanks again for coming on. We're going to have John Bush come up to wrap up this evening's edition of Pork Fest X's Free Talk Live. We're here at Rogers Campground and more in moments.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I am neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X Relief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here, even in these remaining moments of the show. And if you don't get in tonight, it's no problem. We do this 7 nights per week. And this entire week, we will be here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So much happening. It's impossible to really put your finger on it all. You can't go and do it all. But there's guaranteed to be something that interests you at almost any given time here at Porkfest, even if it's just walking around the campsites and talking to wonderful liberty-oriented people. John Bush is here with us on the third microphone from Rise Up Radio. John, welcome.
Hey, always
good
to have me.
Always good to have you on. Of course, yeah. you are getting up bright and early every day here at Porkfest, and you are cranking out the first show of the day, Rise Up Radio, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Of course, over at LRN.FM is where folks can check that out. You're broadcasting here, having interesting guests bright and early, those people who are awake at that time for Porkfest.
It's rough.
And you're speaking, too. You're kind of a mainstay at this event. Every year, you and Catherine, your wife, are here, and you've got something going on tomorrow, if my schedule is correct. Building Alternative Institutions. Can you give me a teaser?
Yeah, I'm currently the executive director of a nonprofit. It's called the Center for Natural Living, and the mission is to demonstrate the value of voluntary cooperation and natural living in the areas of sustainability, family, and health. And, of course, one of the most core parts of demonstrating the value of voluntary cooperation is getting out there and building alternative institutions. So I'll probably go over a variety of different areas that we can build alternative communications from, alternative institutions from communication to alternative institutions of defense, justice, growing your own food, engaging in natural remedies, not needing to rely on a centralized healthcare institution. And I guess that's tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And excited to deliver that speech and encourage people to build them. And you guys up in New Hampshire are certainly leading the way with a whole multitude of alternative institutions that alternative currency among them, which is one of the key components of that.
Yeah, I want to come back and talk more about something that you are doing with television that kind of ties into that whole subject. But first,
you can get all kinds of legal documents that help you to minimize your problems in dealing with the people calling themselves the state, whether you need to create a living trust or register a trademark. Maybe you'll need a patent or a will. Whatever it is that you might need, you can get it from LegalZoom.com. They're not attorneys, but they were created by, the website was created by an attorney. It's significantly less costly than dealing with an attorney. Just use coupon code FTL when you get whatever document you get at LegalZoom.com, and you can save $10. You really do need a will if you've got a family. It's LegalZoom.com.
So, John, there's something else you're doing at Porkfest this year. You're going to be premiering a television series, a reality show, I guess, that stars you and your family and some of your friends. I mean, tell me more about it.
That's called Sovereign Living. Sovereign Living, the show. We're going to do a 12-episode reality-based program that follows myself and my family and our quest to become self-sufficient and lead a more voluntary and natural life. And we're going to be airing episode 1 and 2. Episode 1, we actually go up to Bardo Farm, a little bit of episode
here
2
in New
as
Hampshire.
Well, to learn about self-sufficiency. Whole idea is, you know, we're normal people. We really don't know what we're doing, but we're going to go around, visit with experts, learn what we can, and take it home and apply it. And we're actually going to be recording an episode here on Friday and Saturday on alternative currency. So we're going to, what better place than one of the largest self-functioning, fully functioning free markets in Agoura Valley?
The experts are here. The Bitcoin guys, I mean, lots of silver bugs are here too.
Bitcoin will be a major part. So we're just trying to encourage people, entertain people, educate them, and inspire them, and just demonstrate that freedom really works, and people ought to create institutions and communities so we don't need to rely on centralized institutions from a whole variety of things.
So who do you team up with to do this? I mean, this can't be an easy project to take on a reality TV series. Not only is there a lot of shooting that has to go on, because you've got to get interesting. Like you said, it has to be entertaining if you want people to get educated and inspired. If they don't sit through the whole episode, they're not going to get to that point. So it's got to be entertaining. You got to get the footage to make it entertaining. So there's a lot of filming, I imagine, that goes on. And then, of course, the editing room is a huge process of turning that interesting footage into something even more, you know, absorbing. So, I mean, how did this all come together? Who are you teaming up with? What's the story there?
About 2 or 3 years ago, Kat and I had the idea to do a show called Sovereign Living that was kind of going to be a spoof on Martha Stewart Living, but it'd have Catherine dressed in a pretty dress instead of talking about doilies and what to prepare for lunch. You'd be talking about using firearms to defend your family or growing your own food.
It's awesome.
And then we linked up with Kamikaze Productions, which was an organization that was founded thanks to a donation from a gentleman named John Ramsey, who also happened to seed the money for the nonprofit, the Center for Natural Living. And we tossed around some ideas with them. We brought them on board, their production company, Kamikaze Productions. And it was actually this gentleman, Seth, that's going to be here starting Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. It'll be his first Porkfest. He's the director.
Oh, cool.
He's the one that thought maybe we should shape it into a reality show that follows your family. I think there's something here. Me and Kat are quite the characters. So it was a lot of his influence that added to it. It was just going to be Catherine visiting places and more of an educational thing, but we decided to mix in this reality-based element. That I think really is going to inspire people and demonstrate that we can live free. It's going to document the difficulties, too, and show a real picture of what it's like for a family to opt out of the system and to
it ain't
stop
easy.
Relying on institutions that are centralized and coercive. No, it's not easy.
So how many have you shot? Have you got episode 1 and 2 in the can? How many more have you got, you know, in the process of...
We have episodes 1, 2, and 3 in the can, and the production company worked with us, gave us a really good rate. We're currently raising money to do episodes 4, 5, and 6. We're planning on producing it ourselves and releasing it ourselves. We'd like to get it on Netflix, Hulu,
Amazon. So you're in
charge
of the production, and so you are essentially the executive producer. You've hired this company to put it together for you. Will it be you that's shopping it around? Are you looking for a distributor?
Well, I spoke with some industry folks in the reality mainstream television industry, and for the most part, the first reality show that a production company or a mainstream television channel picks up, they have a lot of control over. And the money that they pay somebody that comes with the idea, or the quote unquote actors that allow the films to the video crew to follow them, the pay is very low.
Minimal,
we're not really in it for the money. So we're kind of thinking, you know what, if they want to come along and throw it on TV after we've already made it and put it in its pure form where we've been the ones to dictate the creative and the message that's put out, then that's fine. If not, then that's cool, too. We have confidence in the alternative media currently within the Liberty Movement that we can get it out in front of enough people to have it be an effective message. And I think we can gear it towards Netflix and Hulu and these new sources, this next level thing to where...
Netflix is hard, by the way. I can tell you from my experience doing Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
Oh, yeah?
We teamed up with a distributor who has the connections you need to even get Netflix to consider something, and it's like Netflix isn't even really taking new product. They're being a lot choosier about that today. But by all means, I mean, maybe Hulu's easier.
You shot down my dreams.
I'm not saying it's not possible.
I'll stop the project now.
Maybe it's just that Derek J's wasn't up to par. I mean, I don't know, the levels of acceptability are. Of course, it's always about who you know.
Sometimes it's luck and timing.
Yeah, old
it's
media.
It's a different, sort of project. It's not a two-hour movie. It's a, 12-episode show.
But are you planning on kind of releasing it in the serial form where, like you said, you've got 1 through 3 that are in the can? You're going to debut a couple of them here. I imagine maybe hit the audience up for some contributions and, sell the sizzle of, hey, you like this? Well, we've got the plans for 9 more of these, but we need some money to put it together, and we're going to put it out for free, that kind of thing.
We'd like to eventually turn SovereignLiving.tv into a subscription-based television service, the Sovereign Living Show being the flagship, attracting people to this our own television network in a sense. But we are relying on the movement and people that support our idea to help us fund it. So we're trying to raise $50,000 to do the next 3 episodes. We need to at least raise $30,000 in order to make it happen. So we're going to be premiering it here. We're going to be premiering it at different Liberty events throughout the country. This will be the first time anybody's seen episode 2 here at Porkfest. So I think everybody's going to be really excited about it. It's really professional. It's TV quality right now, in my opinion. And we're hoping that people can come together. We got a great Kickstarter-like program. We didn't use Kickstarter itself because they take 4 to 8%. So we thought, why not do sovereign fundraising and sovereign distribution? So there's a bunch of great incentives. $40, you get a DVD and a shirt. $20, you get a sneak peek link before all 12 episodes are released to the public. $1,000, you get to name a goat on the property, Lush Family Farm. And we're also asking people to sponsor and get a 30-second or 1-minute announcement similar to a television commercial so they can get their message out along with what we're doing on the Sovereign Living Show.
SovereignLiving.tv. You also do Rise Up Radio, which is a morning show, and in addition, a news package. You put together a 5-minute news segment every day. Tell us quickly about that.
Yes, the Liberty Beat. The website's thelibertybeat.com. It's your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates. It's really difficult to do a 5-day-a-week show do the Liberty Beat. And kudos to Derek J for throwing Saturday and Sunday. Where is he? One-upping me on that front. Peace News Now is great. I think it's a real sweet consumable form to get the news and stay up to date on what's going on.
Yeah, and you guys, both of you, do an incredible job. The consistency of putting together that 5-minute news package, it takes effort to gather the news and to write the script and then to deliver it and then to put it up. And so it's a consistent effort, and you guys have been doing a killer job at it. I think it's something that's been long needed for the Liberty Movement to have these short form 5-minute podcast that anybody driving to work anywhere can listen to. You know, you put on Free Talk Live, unless you've got a really long commute, you're not going to be able to listen to the whole show, but your news podcast or Derek's, I mean, it makes it easy. So thelibertybeat.com, was it?
Thelibertybcom.
John Bush, keep up the great work, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. More coming up here tomorrow night from Porkfest X. We will see you then, and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.